Warning, the following content may contain elements that are not suitable for some audiences. Viewer discretion is advised.
Hello, kiddies. This is y'all's ghoulie, John Kassir, the voice of the Crypt Keeper. And you're listening to Slasher Radio.
Welcome to Slasher Radio. It's your boy Bones and Bobby Benghazi, the Owl Spitzer. Mink, what's going on?
Love you, Katie.
Oh, dear God.
Miss you.
I mean, if anyone keeps up with us on Twitter, Bobby Spitzer's at it again. I don't know.
2020, maybe this is our year.
This is it.
Yeah, we're back. Mink, we're doing a Rob Zombie movie. So, 1 through 10, how happy are you?
I am at a 20. Matter of fact, I'm at a 31.
Okay, I get it. That is funny. Yeah, Mink, we're doing 31. This is a Bobby Spitzer special. You are not going to be happy with me after this.
As all is well. All is well.
All right. And this is also, speaking of what I'm about to say, we are live on YouTube. Shout out to everybody in the chat. We unfortunately have Rob Humphrey. We got Chris. We got Ghost. We got Melly Beans jumping around in here somewhere. Amber's floating, smacking the shit out of people on Heine. We got people in here chit-chatting. Ghost did say Bobby and Katie forever.
Bobby and Katie forever.
That's what I'm talking about.
Let's make it happen, people.
Yeah. IR Chris said, Bobby will win Katie's sweater cows. What?
I don't even know what that is, but I'm down.
Yeah, he said, I mean, heart ones of these days. I mean, Chris will always come out with some left field ass shit, but it makes sense somehow.
I love it.
Right? Oh, man. Rob Humphrey. Okay, so what I was going to say was I believe that. Salute the Mink.
Thank you.
I thought that Rob said 31 was his favorite Rob Zombie movie, but he said this is such a terrible movie.
Yay. I can't wait to talk about this one.
I bet you can't. Yeah, but last week, Mink, we talked, what the hell is the name of that movie? Nothing But Trouble.
Aykroyd flick.
Right? Yeah. I mean, it wasn't great. Sitting down and reflecting, it's one of the movies that I reflect on. And I don't do that too often, but I sat and thought about this one afterwards. And you know what, man? I was on the fence about it. Then I was leaning towards liking it, and now I think I'm right back to saying, eh.
It was so befuddling that you had to really like take some time out and ponder.
Yeah, I had to sit. I had to think, and it kind of like I just sat, caught my. I mean, I had to edit the damn thing, but which I'm still doing. But yeah, I was just thinking about it, and I was like, eh, what the fuck was this thing?
Those are the best kind of movies to review, and that's why I'm glad we're doing 31.
Yeah, that is very true. Yeah, so we did that last week. It was a lot bigger of a movie, too, because I'd never heard of it, so it was a lot bigger of a deal than I thought it was, because, you know, when we mentioned it, everyone was like, oh, yeah, this and that. And, yeah, Rob Humphrey just said, Nothing But Trouble starring Chevy Chase. Yes, that's it, Rob.
Yep.
That is it. You are correct. Yeah, so we did that last week, and what a fucking change of direction doing 31 this week.
Bam, baby.
Never know what you get.
Never know. Next week, we might do the Pokemon movie.
Do the Pokemon movie. Wow. Mate, Rob Humphrey said, I saw that movie like 5 times in the theater. Nothing But Trouble.
Damn.
Rob, you're a weird son of a bitch. But yeah, so this week we're doing 31. Let's knock out the shout-outs. Let's knock out the news so that we can get to this, because I know Bobby's over there fucking bouncing around all kinds of happy. So go to 12nightsofhorror.com, promotehorror.com, horrormoviestuff.com. Check all of them out because they support us. So, you know, do the right thing and go support them, damn it. Like, enough is enough with these people.
You want me to pull my cock out on them?
No, I don't think we need to go that far.
that what you were hinting at?
No, no, make no. Give him a shot. Don't throw it right at him like that. You know, you go right for the cork.
I'll fucking whip this bitch out.
I know you will. That's the problem. That is the problem. But also go check out our friends at FridayThe13thFranchise.com. There we go. Get Rob fucking Humphrey's comment out of here. Showing on the damn stream. They got an article up, man. All day, April Fool's Day, Friday the 13th marathon happening on Movies Network. I'm scared, man. Is it real?
Real as real can be.
I mean, I don't know. This was obviously, you know, April Fool's Day has passed. We're recording this on the 3rd, but I wish I would have seen this then. But it's just, I'm going to be upset, man, if they were fucking around.
I don't think they would go to that extreme or something like that.
Right? You know, you just don't do that. It's not right.
If they did, I would never like it again.
Yeah, right. Like, if they did that, that's, like, you should be ashamed of yourself, honestly. Like, you don't fuck around Friday the 13th. I think Chris would show up at the doorstep.
With his out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he would. He'd have more than his cork out.
Somebody would get fucked.
Yeah, probably. Chris don't play. Yeah, there's really not much. Unfortunately, there's really not much news going around in general nowadays as far as entertainment-wise. Everything's in limbo. So it's cool that if they did do that, which I'm sure they did, whenever you can get a chance to really sit down and watch them, you don't have to change DVDs. You don't have to go to a streaming service, Switch, all that shit. You just get to sit nice and enjoy. That's what I'm talking about.
Bada bing.
Bada boom. All right, so that's that. Make you ready to spit baldy news?
I'm ready, baby.
It's time for Spitball in the News with Bobby Spitzer.
Alrighty. Just a reminder, we're going with, this is our, any new listeners, this is where we go through all the news, get the exceptional Bobby Spitzer's take on everything, and all the stuff that we're talking about, all the articles and all that shit. You can go to slasherradio.com, check it out. We got all those articles there. You can listen to all our episodes. We got our shop if you want to throw us some shillings. Yeah, you can hit us up there too. So, make me fucking what more.
Don't be bashful now.
Yeah, this ain't the place to be bashful. That's for damn sure. All right, Mike, first up, we talked about this, I don't remember which week, but a few weeks ago, The Last of Us Part 2 indefinitely delayed. You know, obviously we'll have to go into why. But, dude, you know what? I was interested in seeing where they were going to go with this. The Last of Us is a pretty big series, especially in the gaming world. I know it's moving into television and all that. That sucks, no?
Definitely a bummer. We're going to see a lot of fucking shit shows after this to watch. Guaranteed.
Dude, that's the thing. Like, I think now, kind of like a little after the first quarter of the year, like Walking Dead goes off the air. And, yeah, a lot of stuff is kind of wrapping up their seasons. And I think now is the kind of a downtime for television in general. And even movies. Like, I don't feel like a lot of good stuff. I mean, I could, off the top of my head, I can't think of anything huge comes out around this time of year, but dude, we're going to have to wait even longer now. Like, that sucks. You're right. It is going to suck.
Hope you got your fucking DVDs or whatever ready.
Right.
Yeah, it ain't going to be too much. You know, Netflix, yeah. Their catalog is shit now. They just really don't have a whole lot going on. If you want to watch docuseries, they got a bunch of them.
They do have a bunch of them, but we mentioned recently that Killer Clowns from Outer Space, I believe that is on Netflix now, so yeah, at least you got that. That's always fun.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, you can't get mad at that one. Whoa. See, like, I get caught up in these comments, and IR Chris again, yes, my machete, long throbbing erection, would knock down the door. Thank
you. Jesus.
All over Friday the 13th marathon?
Did he call his a machete?
He did. And we wonder why comments get blocked on our fucking YouTube.
That is wholesome.
Right? Rob Humphrey in the live chat said, I'm surprised they delayed it. Dude, I am, but I'm not, because we were talking about it, like, before we got started and over the last week. Dude, they're dropping a lot of shit. They put out that Resident Evil beta for free. They could have charged like $5 for that, and they didn't. 2K's on Game Pass, the brand new NBA 2K, a few months after it drops. Well, about five, still, very soon. Yeah, they're doing some things now.
Well, in the world of video games, yeah, because, you know, everybody's going to be at home.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun, though, I guess, because, like, you ever watch Trevor Noah and all them? They're doing shit in the house and stuff.
Yeah, you dude, everybody, fucking Stephen A. Smith's doing First Take from his house.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's fucking weird, dude. Jesus.
Yeah, yeah. Ghost in the YouTube live chat said it's delayed for finishing touches. Ghost, how the fuck do you know? I'm just kidding. But yeah, that, you know what, mate? Not for nothing, we do bitch about when games come out too soon. IR Chris, I know you're going to bring up the WWE game. They shouldn't put out games if they're not finished, period, bottom line. And maybe it's better that they do. Maybe it has nothing to do with Corona. Who the fuck knows? Or little to do. Maybe they just weren't done yet.
Could be just them because they're fucking dragging their assholes.
Yeah, yeah, it could be. Could be.
And turning around and blaming it on the coronavirus. You never know.
Could be. You never know.
You never know.
Never fucking know with these people. Yeah, so that sucks. But moving on to something. I mean, it sucks that this is really the majority of the news, but this is really what it is now. The next article we're going to talk... Fuck. Who the hell was that one by? That was by... God damn it. Mate, we're getting to the age where we need glasses, I think. I am.
Get a pair of reading glasses.
Yeah, I need to. Because this is... Yeah, it's a shame, though, isn't it?
Could be from staring at that blue screen all that time, man.
It could be.
Go to GameStop, get you those blue screen lockers.
What are those?
They're shades for the blue screen when you're looking at your computer, your TV, and all that shit. They block the blue screen.
Hmm. Did not know that existed. Although I should have. I mean, you would think. That's funny. All right, so that article was by IR Chris. Jesus Christ, how the hell did I fuck that up? Yeah, so that was by IR Chris, The Last of Us Part 2. Thank you, Christopher.
Head up!
Next up, Popcorn Frights Film Festival, say that five times fast, officially delayed. This has to do with coronavirus, obviously. It's supposed to be in October 14th, 2020, and make they even push that back.
October?
Yeah. Thank you, Rob.
I'm sure hope this one's not man, because, like, that's a little fucking sumptuous.
Mm-hmm. Rob said it's because you're getting old, man. Fucking unbelievable. Hold on.
Can't delay the inevitable.
Yeah, right.
Gonna have to do it sometime, man.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know what, though, man? I was sitting and thinking about this. Like I said, it sucks that this is the majority of the news. Like, this is pushed back, that is pushed back, blah, 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 all that shit. So, while we're pushing this shit back, I'm hoping that they're at least working on making things better. You know, like, getting more guests. I know everybody's schedule is all over the fucking place now. And... Maybe they can turn this negative into a positive and make their events even better.
Well, why don't they just do like Sonic did and just like kind of release a little bit of it and then see what people say and then they can tweak it?
Well, I mean, yeah, with stuff like Last of Us, sure, they could do that. But, I mean, for festivals and stuff like this, yeah, you really can't do nothing. Unless they, you know, what if they did a festival, like an at-home festival? How cool would that be?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they would have something set up where they screen these movies and all that stuff, that with the, like they do at these film festivals, but they screen them, like, on Zoom or something, like we're doing, or they have some type of login thing where you buy a, quote, ticket to be able to log in, an entry, and you log into a website and you watch it live, and everybody watches it at home.
That'd be dope.
I don't know how they'd be able to support that. I know a lot of people check out. I could definitely see shit like that crashing, but it's an idea. You don't get that experience, but it's something.
Shit.
We should do it, man.
We should do, like, a little fucking live showing of a movie or something.
Dude, I wish, man. I thought I was slick once, and on the days of Rabbit, where you'd be able to, like, invite people to watch it with you, and you could do whatever, that was fantastic. That's down. I say, you know what, man? Fuck them. I don't give a shit what they say. I'm going to use the damn YouTube Live, and I'm going to stream a movie, and people are going to watch it with me, and we're going to have fun. They shut that shit down in the first 3 minutes.
Suckers.
Yep, shut down, offline, agree to not do it again, the whole nine yards.
Jesus Christ.
They don't like you doing that shit.
What the fuck?
Right? Can't do nothing. I honestly think they shut shit down. Like, their first instinct, if they even think something's funny with it, they just shut it down.
There's no way you can disguise it, man? I mean, like...
I don't know. I don't know what kind of...
The Indians are putting porn on there, dude. You can bleed.
I don't know how we get around it, but... it's funny that we're on YouTube Live right now trying to tell people how to get around YouTube shit.
There's a way to do this if you're pretty.
Yeah.
Sure, like, maybe, like, you come up with, like, a different account and then name it something and then just kind of, like, slide it in there. Like, start the video off one way and then, boom, halfway through, bam, movie on.
I don't know.
So, like, for the first 3 minutes, it's just, like, whatever stupid shit, and then, bam.
Yeah, I don't know.
Lionsgate.
Miramax.
Rob Zombie go to sue somebody.
Oh, yeah, Rob Zombie will fuck somebody up quick. Yeah, so, that sucks, but we'll see what happens with that. Next up, God almighty, who the hell was that one by? Mate, I am dropping them. That article was by William, the guy that Rob fired, William Swumpert. But next up, Felissa Rose returns in A Nun's Curse. And you can go to slashradio.com, check this article out. And the trailer is in the article. Mink, it looks kind of funky. I dig it.
Who the fuck that than she is?
Oh, sure, boy. You know, I would say not to say that, but, I mean, she does have that thing going on with Kane Hodder, so. And you know who.
I don't know who that bitch thinks she is.
We don't like to say their names around these parts. She does that thing with Kane Hodder on that the motherfuckers. So, yeah, I mean, you know, all that aside, like, yeah, it's her, whatever she's up to now. But, yeah, dude, honestly, it is kind of cool to see actors and actresses from yesteryear. And she was in camp, what, the Sleepaway Camp. And, yeah, we really haven't heard too much from her. She's done stuff here and there and all that. But you know what, man? It's kind of dope to see him coming back.
Florissa Rose. More like Florissa Hose.
Oh, shit, boy.
What it do now?
Oh.
Oh, somebody tell him to put that hose away now.
Oh. Told him get the hose, boy.
Get the hose now, boy. Yeah.
Damn.
Well, what's her name? Felicity.
Felicity.
What they call the bitch. All I know, they say hoes up there.
Oh, boy. IR Chris's comment was held for review. I'll show it. Stop talking shit about Kane Hodder.
Fuck off!
I mean, we can't do that here at Slasher Radio. I'm sorry, Chris. Yeah, so good for Felissa Rose. It's cool to see her back and doing her thing. And, you know, and the movie does look kind of cool, so go to the website and check it out. All right, next. Is there a next up? I don't even know. Oh, there is a next up. Next up, ready for a sequel to Killer Clowns from Outer Space. Man, how awesome would that be?
We've been Killer talking Clowns? About this for a long time.
A long, long time. I don't know, man. I'm worried because, like, the television show also that they were talking about doing, and I don't know where they're at with that exactly. It's been a lot of back and forth. Will they fuck it? Dude, do you think they're going to fuck it up?
Of course.
Yeah, you're that sure of it?
And if they don't fuck it up, I'd kind of be mad about it.
Yeah. Yeah, even Ghost. See, Ghost, she said, no, they better not ruin that movie. Dude, it was the campiness of it that made it so fucking perfect, and the time they put into it, into the costumes, the outfits, the fucking props, the effects, the sets, all that shit, made it what it was. Dude, they're probably going to CGI some shit, or they're going to, even the practical effects are going to be done too well. No, man.
Let's just be thankful they didn't decide to do this in the early 2000s.
Oh, dear Lord, you are right about that. Yeah. Yeah. Even Chris is saying yes, yes, yes. Ghost is saying, I will rage. It does not need a sequel. But you know what? It could be a cool sequel if they did it right. That's the thing. That's why I'm scared, Mink. Oh, whoa. I don't know if there might have a little technical issue going on. They're saying, Rob said this is the best the show has ever sounded. Oh, man, they can't hear me? That's not good. Mink, we're having some technical issues. They're not able to hear anything, which is bizarre.
Good.
I don't know what happened. He said good.
And all because she's a big, fat, stupid bitch.
Don't say it, Cartman.
Well,
don't do it, Cartman.
Well,
I'm warning you.
Okay. I'm getting pretty sick of him calling my mom.
Well, cause I'm a bitch. She's a big, fat bitch. She's the biggest bitch in the whole wide world. She's a stupid bitch. And there was a bitch. She's a bitch to all the boys and girls.
Shut your fucking mouth, Cartman.
On Monday, she's a bitch. On Tuesday, she's a bitch. And Wednesday, Saturday, she's a bitch. Then on Sunday, just to be different, she's a super king. Come may or may a bitch.
Come on, you all know the words.
Have you ever met my big cat mom? She's the biggest bitch in the whole wide world. To be no bitch, and she has stupid hair. She's a bitch, 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 bitch. She's a stupid bitch. Cat mom's a bitch, and she's a dirty bitch.
Yeah, I don't know, guys. It looks like we're probably going to have to cut this live show short. I don't know what's going on. I believe it's on BeLive's end because, you know, you guys can hear when I share a tab, but for some reason you can't hear my system sounds and or Bobby, so that's really weird. Sucks. But, yeah, I mean, while we're waiting for Bobby, just in case we got to cut it short, I do want to hear what you guys think about 31. Like, that's fucking important as shit, so... You know, just in case he seems like a good dude. Rob, you're a turd. Just in case we can't go forward with the show tonight and we'll just finish recording up the podcast version and you guys will get the rest of it that way. But what do you think of 31? I know, Rob, you said it was a piece of crap. Ghost, I mean, you're on the fence with Rob Zombie stuff. So is Chris. Melly, I don't know. I think we asked when you were on the show that time, we asked you what you thought about Rob Zombie and you were kind of on the fence. I think Rob is really the only one with a really strong view of him. I mean, well, other than Bobby. But, yeah, what do you guys think? Let's hear it. I want to hear. I'm here for the slander and the love. So let's get some honesty up in here. 31 sucks. But, well, yeah. Well, Bobby's not here, so I can say what I want. I do want to discuss it with him, though, which I'm looking forward to. IR Chris said, I thought it was a weird and random movie, just a gore exploitation film. I liked it as a popcorn flick anyway. Okay, kind of way, rather. Oh, Melly chimed in with it. I loved his music, but the movies don't call? Don't call. I don't get it. Anyway, call out to me. You gotta... Don't be so quick on that enter button, Melly. Damn. Yeah, Rob Zombie. I really only have hard feelings about the Halloween movie, and that's, you know, because it's a Halloween movie. So, you know, I'm not mad at Rob Zombie. I'm not a fan of his music, not to say that I don't like his music or I think it's bad. I'm just, you know, not a rockhead, so I don't tend to lean towards that type of music. But I know he's a big thing. I know he's got a swinging hammer and a big quack in the music industry. Obviously, he's fucking Rob Zombie. Movies, I'm not mad about it. Like, Halloween 2, I didn't like it all. I know Bobby and Rob said that they liked that better than 1, but the Rob Zombie's Halloween 1. But Halloween 1, dude, I liked it as a movie. I was on record of saying if he would have named that anything else and not used Michael Myers and created his own killer, like, all he had to do was change the mask. And I'd have been cool with it. I thought the movie was fucking phenomenal. So I kind of go with Rob Zombie on a movie-to-movie basis. Ghost said in the live chat, I like Rob Zombie, and I like the idea behind 31, but it needed a lot more character development to care about who lived or died. IR Chris said, star, Halloween 2. I agree, dude. Halloween 2 is be shit. I'm kind of a ghost on this one, though. I'm trying to do a million things at once, guys. My bad. Yeah, I'm with Ghost on Halloween 1. On 31. It was a weird fucking movie. Like, where the hell did this come from? What did Rob Zombie... What was he thinking during this? Like, House of a Thousand Corpses, get it. Devil's Rejects, get it. Halloween, get it. What the fuck was this? You know? And I think that was kind of the thing that really threw me off the most. Because when you go into a Rob Zombie movie, you know you're going into a Rob Zombie movie. You know you're going into a Rob Zombie movie. And this did not feel like a Rob Zombie movie. I mean, there were parts of it you could point. So, oh, hey, yo, that's Rob Zombie right there. That's some shit that he does. Sure. But as far as a movie as a whole, the whole kit and caboodle of it, I didn't really feel it was a Rob Zombie movie. I don't know. Rob said character development isn't something that Zombie is interested in. He sure as hell wasn't in this one. That's for damn sure. He sure as hell wasn't in this one. But, Rob, I'm going to push back on that a little bit. House of a Thousand Corpses? Yeah, there was really no... See, Rob Zombie's characters are usually... I call them simple characters. You can tell exactly what they are by looking at them. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. It's really not. But then you get around to this, and it's like, what the fuck? Like, certain characters you're looking at, and you're like, you need that with certain movies. Like, Devil's Reject, House of a Thousand Corpses especially, you don't need character development in that. You can see they're sick fucks. You can see who's good. You can see who's bad. And, you know, the shit that those people did to these innocent people, you felt bad for them right away, and the line was drawn, and, you know, so on and so forth throughout the movie. Devil's Rejects was a little deeper, and Rob, I think there was some character development. There was some character development in Devil's Rejects, for sure. Rob Humphrey just said, does Jason Killer have a podcast? He would treat me with more respect than this. No, he would yell at you and curse at you, which I haven't done to you yet tonight. IR Chris said, where to go? There were characters beyond Nazi midgets, chainsaw guys, and rich elitists who are entertained by Bloodsport. Yeah, I mean, that pretty much sums it up, man. Like, he had that... Rob's right to a degree. He really... Hashtag view Rob Humphrey. I wish I could. Rob's right to a point, though, because... Rob Zombie has never really had to focus on character development, which could be intelligent on his end because he's playing towards his strengths and avoiding his masking his weaknesses a little bit. But you couldn't get away with that in this movie. And it's almost like he just did what he knows to do. And, you know, his list of the tricks he has up his sleeve as far as movies go aren't... It's not the longest catalog. I think everybody would agree. So, this movie needed more, and I don't know if he had more. It definitely needed character development. I'd give it that 1,000,000%. Rob Zombie, that's not his forte. But he's always done a good job of staying away from movies and situations and movies where it's needed. But, dude, I'm telling you, Devil's Rejects had the, like, what was her name? Firefly? Baby's mother? Dude, come on. Like, Rob, you got to give it that a little bit. No, like, they was there, man. It was there. Sid Haig? And granted, I'm sure a large portion of that was Sid Haig's talent and his acting abilities and, you know, being able to bring out, and not even so much, like, actors like Sid Haig and, hell, even Bill Moseley, for that matter, they can kind of, in expressions and the way they say things and the way, that, you know, all that body language and all that shit, facial expressions, they can get points across, even though the script is lacking certain things. And, you know, that could be a point of direction with directors and all that, but yeah, I would credit that mostly to the actors. Rob said tricks can only... Yeah, and I agree with him. Tricks can only go so far to mask terrible writing. Dude, I agree. I agree. I'm with you, dude, because... Oh, come on. See, this is where hashtag me Rob Humphrey comes in. Devil's Rejects is not a good movie. I don't know why you keep insisting that it is. I bet you every single person in here, Rob, will agree that Devil's Rejects is a good movie. I don't know what... Me and you... You know what, Rob? Me and you one day, I don't know how the hell we're going to do it. Maybe we'll just go old school and go on Shudder and press play at the same damn time on Discord or something, which would be fun. We get everybody in on that. Dude, I want to know what you think. Is like, Devil's Rejects is one of my favorite movies. And it has... You know I'm not the Rob Zombie. Oh, shit. Bobby Spitzer is back. I don't know if they can hear you. So, we'll see.
I heard all the shit you was talking.
Did you really?
I sat here and I fucking let it happen.
You... No!
I sat here.
You're able to calibrate arguments now. No fair. Yeah, Bobby's back. I mean, guys, if you can hear him, we'll keep going. If not, you'll catch the podcast version. So, oh, we hear him. Holy shit. Mink, what the fuck you doing this time? I don't know what happened.
Pray to the gods.
All right, well, shit, man. We've done had every technical difficulty in the fucking world, so. And you've done eavesdropped on me.
I heard it all, man.
All right, Mink. Well, 31. This is because of you, and I want to know what... Because everybody knows who keeps up with the show, Bobby Spitzer, big Rob Zombie fan. Almost as much... Mink, Tom Brady or Rob Zombie? Right now.
Both.
No, Mink, no. Come on, you got to pick one right now. Come on.
One or the other?
One or the other. You got to pick one. Who are you keeping?
Who am I a bigger fan of?
Yeah. You personally.
Probably Rob Zombie, because I never rooted against him.
That's true. Yeah, you had two against Brady. That's true. All right. Just for my own personal interest. So, you being a huge Rob Zombie fan, 31... Mink, before I ask you, though, I thought I seen 31. I never fucking seen this movie. Can you believe it?
I can believe it.
I thought I seen it. I don't know what I was confusing it with, but I started watching it, and I had to check to make sure it was the right... I never seen it. This is my first time seeing it.
That's so fresh and new.
You fresh and new. Now, you being the Rob Zombie fan you are, what do you think about 31?
I think 31 is one of those films where Rob Zombie just expressed himself as a creative filmographer, whatever you want to call it. It was an artistic film in his vision. I don't think it was meant to be anything more than that. Low budget. I think that it was more or less them trying out new things and new angles and being real meticulous. And that's why I said check out that docuseries and you'll see
right
what his approach was going into the movie.
Right, yeah. Okay. Man, I think this movie's a piece of shit.
I heard.
I know you heard. And you know, I will give it to Rob Zombie when it needs to be given to him. I'll give him all the credit in the world. You know, Devil's Rejects and Thousand. I'll give it to him. Dude, this one, I wasn't feeling at all. I was getting up to get shit in the middle of this one.
As a movie, you weren't feeling it?
No, man. Not a, you know what it was to me? It was like a Rob Zombie movie. He tried to make a movie that he didn't have the cards in his deck to make. And that's how I look at it. You don't think it was lacking at all in certain aspects?
No, because I know that he knew what he was working with, and they specifically went out of their way to make it that way.
Yeah.
So I don't think that he was going out of his way to do anything. I think that with the budget that they had, they consistently made so many changes to get it a certain way.
Right.
That's what it was.
I'll tell you this. I'm glad you told me to watch the making of documentary, whatever you want to call it, of this. And you know what, man? I don't want to shit on it too much because, I mean, we shit on movies all the time, i.e. Rubber. But, and we know how much time and effort and all that shit goes into movies. We get it. But when you actually see it, it's hard. Like, you feel bad shitting on it, you know?
Yeah. I think it was more or less the approach that they were trying to go through. It's making it. It was a very artistic film, man.
It was, but I don't know, man. I think I forget. I think it was Rob or maybe Ghost. I don't remember who brought it up. I think it was Ghost. The character development. Dude, this movie needed it bad. It needed it bad. And this was 2016, right? This movie came out, I think it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So we had done seen Devil's Rejects already. It's hard to take characters, mostly Sherry Moon. It's hard to take characters, especially when you're going, like, it's Rob Zombie, it's Sherry Moon, she's been in Devil's Rejects, House of a Thousand Corpses. She's baby. She's had no other acting role, really. I mean, she might have, but nothing we can think of off the top of our head. So we know her as one role. And she looked identical to the way she looked in Devil's Rejects and shit. Dressed a little thotty and all that shit. And she was like, I don't know, man. I think that was a mistake, putting her in there the way they did.
Yeah, from that view, people can see it like that. But
right,
Rob Zombie fans look at it like this. Like, what if Jackass came out with a movie? It's going to look, feel, and be just like Jackass. Characters are going to be the way that they're going to be. It's like a continuation. It's a certain vision, you know?
Right.
So, like, in the documentary, when they were going through it, you can see what they were trying to express from that standpoint. So every Rob Zombie movie that comes out, if you're a real Rob Zombie fan, you're looking for this. It's what you want. And he delivered it. He put it down to the holes in the shirts, everything, all the work that they did, you know, that goes on for scene. A lot of people see the movie and be like, ah, fuck it, it was a piece of shit. But, like, the work that goes in behind to create that vision is incredible. And he gave it to you.
Right, right. And just for everybody listening, Bobby did tell me when we talked about doing this movie, you can go on Shudder. Shout out to Shudder for retweeting us today, by the way, for this episode. That was cool of them. They didn't have to do that. But you can go on Shudder. You can watch 31. You can watch. They have a little making of documentary thing. Bobby told me to check that out. Dude, I can't argue. You got me there. The effort that went into this and the attention to detail that went into this, yeah, it's impressive. It is very impressive. But I feel like they were trying to take Devil's Rejects characters or House of a Thousand Corpses characters and put them, because keep in mind, too, at the beginning of the movie, it looked like we were getting another Devil's Rejects House of a Thousand Corpses. You know, they were in the van, the characters were very similar, the look of the movie was very similar, and then ventured off into, like, this fucking royal palace-looking thing, and it's like, what the fuck are we doing here?
Yeah, that's what you're gonna get. You're gonna get that with Rob Zombie, a lot of the look, the same vibes, but he created something different using it. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, they get to that place, they get kidnapped, and then actually the good guys in that respect. So that, to me, also, too, seeing her on the good side, different, you know, him writing her into a script and then using Sherry as Charlie as a protagonist instead of the antagonist.
Right.
Was actually pretty cool.
That was a twist. I'll give it that. That was a twist. I don't know. That whole royal family elitist thing, that lost me. Like, I don't know. I think that was an eye roll that I couldn't quite get over. And then,
well, it was kind of like a jab at, like, the rich people in the world, you know, and us regular people. How they kind of control us, make us do what they want. We have to bend to their will, or we're going to fight back. That was the message behind it.
I can see. Okay, that makes sense. That's all good. But dude, I don't think it translates. And then you got the midget that comes out, and it's like, the fuck.
Midget was the best part.
IR Chris, I lost it where he said, but he did say that the Nazi midget was the... See, dude, that's another thing. You're going to put all the Nazi symbols on the midget. It's like, it really seemed like he was trying to cram as much Rob Zombie shit in something that overall wasn't Rob Zombie shit.
I think that was him ultimately trying to get attention and get people to focus on a certain thing like that.
Right.
You know, and it's going to be talked about. Whenever you use swastikas and you overdo it, that's going to happen. And that's perfectly Rob Zombie.
Oh, yeah. No, dude, don't get me wrong. If somebody told me, look at this picture of swastikas and look at this picture of Rob Zombie, do they go together? I'd say yes. Really? I agree with you there. Especially if you put it on a midget. I'd be like, okay, that's some shit Rob Zombie would do. But, dude, you see, that's the thing, though. You take the midget with the swastikas, you take the settings that they were placed in during this Bloodsport game, whatever, and you take the characters who are trying to kill them, you put all that together, and then you see the royal family or whatever the hell they were playing this game. It didn't add up to me.
It was just a movie about people getting kidnapped, and that was their scheme. They were rich enough to just bet on the lives of measly people.
Yeah.
You know, and that in itself is kind of scary when you think about it. When you just look at that fact on its own.
Oh, I'll give you that. The concept of this movie was great. And I don't know what the fuck. I could have sworn I watched it. Like, I don't know what I'm thinking of that I watched that I was confusing with 31, but it wasn't this. Because, like I said, I started watching it and I was like, what the fuck? This isn't it. And sure as hell. So, you mentioned the abduction. Dude, that abduction scene, like when they got jumped in the van and all that stuff, dude, that was, I would have expected Rob Zombie to go harder than that.
Well, they only had $1 million budget, and they had to make, you know, cut ends at certain angles. I think that needed to just go ahead and get cut quick, and then so he could focus more on what was going to happen once they got trapped up. You know, because, I mean, the kidnap scene, if anything, should just happen ultimately, because that's we know they got kidnapped.
Right, right.
And then move on to the next one.
Yeah.
Most of it came down to, like, the once they got captured and all the practical effects. That's where a lot of the stuff went into play. Even the practical effects, man, everything was so meticulous down to where the nails were put into certain weapons and things like that, and the use of the bathroom stalls and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like I said, the attention that went to stuff like that, yeah, I'd give it to him. Like, Rob Zombie, dude, up until that abduction scene, I was with it. Because, you know, Sherry Moon looked fucking phenomenal in this movie. The van looked cool, the character, even the dude, the horny dude at the gas station, he looked like exactly how he acted. Like, it looked like he pulled up on some gas station and filmed the guy without knowing. And, you know, that was really cool. But they didn't have a huge budget for this. It was listed as $1 million through $1.5 million. So, you know, whatever they had, it's not a lot of money. Dude, I'll give you this. They got a lot of shit done for $1.5 million.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he took advantage of the area they were in, all the stuff they were able to get their hands on, casting, makeup, all kinds of shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every little fucking thing, man. He went over with like a fine tooth comb and just pretty much made a, fucking Rob Zombie movie. Like, that's the thing behind it, man. It really exploits his vision a lot. I mean, like, if anybody says, give me a Rob Zombie movie to watch, like a pure Rob Zombie movie, this is the one I'd tell him to go watch.
This is the one, Mink?
This is the one. And this is the one that, like, if anybody had to say, what's a Rob Zombie movie like, this is the perfect one to give them in order to understand, like, to get that vibe, the filmography, the cinematography, everything, the art, you know, like, the practical effects, the way things look, or, like, Rob would say, that white, trashy vibe.
Mm-hmm.
This is the one, no?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I mean, when I think Rob Zombie, I would... If I were to pick a movie to tell people, hey, this is a Rob Zombie movie, it wouldn't be Halloween, that's for sure. As much as, you know, say what you want about it. It's just...
See, that's the thing. Like, Halloween is more of his major movie.
Right.
This one is just a Rob Zombie movie.
But I would go with House of 1,000 Corpses before that. And granted, you're right, the cinematography, all that stuff in this was way better than that. So
this really pulls out where he wanted, like, his ultimate vision is in this movie. You know, we even talked about it before with House of 1,000 Corpses, where it was, you could tell very early on,
right,
things were on its way, but it wasn't real cemented. This is the one.
I don't know, man. I just feel, and don't get me wrong, I didn't watch the entire documentary of the making of this, but I did catch a more than half of it. And you know what? In all honesty, as entertaining as it was to watch, it was great. But I didn't need to see it because, I mean, we said it all along before that even came, or we even knew about it. I don't know how long it's been out, but we didn't even watch it yet. Dude, I mean, that I knew Rob Zombie was going to be like that. I knew he was going to be on top of everything, get his hands dirty, and he seems like the type of guy that has a vision, and he knows what he wants, and he's not going to stop until it looks how he wants it to look. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I knew that about Rob Zombie, and that's part of the reason I don't shit on him the way a lot of people do, because you gotta credit the guy for that. But I don't know, man. Yeah. I can't get past the disconnect and of the royal family, whatever, but the characters too, like that dude in the little dress thing, the girl with the fucking pasties on the titties, that was cool. See, that I'm not mad at. That's some Rob Zombie shit right there. Like, that's what I would expect. To, like, if Rob Zombie was creating characters to come kill you, that's what they fucking look like, man.
I think he really got his message across, though, with it. All in all, it was a really good insight on what his vision is and what he's doing. And that's what I'm saying. Like, I would ultimately put this one up. It's like, you know, people who listen to rock music and they want to get into it and they ask, you know, what Nirvana CD would be the best one? Give me some Nirvana. If you're a real Nirvana fan, you're not going to give them Nevermind.
Right.
You're going to tell them to listen to Bleach. Although Bleach might not have been their Nevermind, but you want Nirvana. There it is. You want Rob Zombie, 31. This was him. He really had this thing in his mind, dude. He was going through drawings, like sketches, just as it was coming through his mind, just getting the shit out. Like the creative process was so amazing. And then it had to, you know, happen. He had to be such a dick to work with and work for, because he's literally standing over everybody's shoulder as everything is happening.
Right. Yeah, I'm sure. And dude, you know what? They say that about people who are successful, that they're a pain in the ass to work for, but that's because they care a lot about what they're doing. And other than, I really didn't like Halloween 2. And I really didn't like this, but other than Halloween 2 and 31, I can honestly say, as far as a movie standpoint, all the bullshit aside, I've liked every other Rob Zombie movie I've seen. And this kind of goes into what I.R. Chris just said. Zombie makes the films he wants to watch. Got to respect his dedication to making his films and not something made to make money. Dude, you can't get mad at that. And I mean, I think that's Rob Zombie. And, dude, that, like I said, he's such a straightforward motherfucker. Like, there's really not much bullshit when it comes to Rob Zombie. Like, it really is just what it is. You just get that from him. And he's right, dude. Like, Rob Zombie, he made a Michael Myers movie, a Halloween movie, and said, fuck it.
Yeah.
I know people are going to get pissed about this, and I'm going to do it anyway because this is what I want to do.
That's what they say in all this shit. They say, you know, and that's what makes the movie so... Like, here we are sitting down, we're talking about his movies, and we're actually going so far into depth about fucking grease paint.
Yeah.
You know, and it drags in all his other works. It's really... You got to put him up there, in my mind, with fucking Wes Craven and them, man.
Oh, man. Oh, my God.
I'm serious.
I cannot wait to see what Rob Humphrey says about that.
You have to.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Well, on what level? You know, because I mean, Wes Craven, obviously, I mean, he's made films from fucking... His catalog and his depth is super long. Like, he could do... He could have probably done any movie you wanted him to do and made it really good. Rob Zombie has a very limited range on where he can go in films. And that's fine, because Wes Craven was in the film industry his whole life, and Rob Zombie wasn't, you know? So you got to take that into... I mean, I don't know, although I can't back you on that one, Mick.
I think so, man. I think you have to. I really do. I think that he belongs up there with them.
Oh, boy.
Just on notoriety alone. I mean, just look, whether people are pleased by his movies or not, just based on the notoriety itself and what people do once a Rob Zombie movie comes out. It's a spectacle, man. It has to be up there.
Right.
It has to be.
Rob said, Bobby has lost his mind. He needs to be tested for a high fever.
Just saying, man.
IR Chris said, Zombie is no Wes Craven, maybe Eli Roth. Bro, I can get with that. That's the best I can do, Mink.
I'm talking with Carpenter and them.
Oh, Mink, yeah.
I definitely would.
Oh, my God. I can see the articles now. Yeah. Bobby Spitzer of Slasher Radio says Rob Zombie's up there, Wes Craven. And, dude, like...
I think so.
I can give it to you as far as... Because, dude, imagine how on top of shit Wes Craven was, especially early on the Nightmare on Elm Street stuff, and probably early on Scream too. Even in creativity.
Well, I'm saying, too, like, you gotta look, like you said, Wes Craven in the filmmaking, major movie productions, huge name, Freddy Krueger, all these people, right? Now here's little old Rob Zombie with Lionsgate and a $1.5 million budget,
right,
causing all this noise.
Rob said, there is no way he meant to say Wes Craven. Maybe Joe Craven, who pumps gas at the gas station on the corner. Ghost said Rob Zombie's in a category of his own. Did that Ghost hit the nail on the head. That's the best way to describe it. Rob Zombie is by far in his own. He created his. See, that's why I'm not mad at Rob Zombie, dude. He created his own lane, and man, if he didn't stick to the fucking thing.
That's what I'm saying, man. That deserves a stamp of approval, dude. I think he's up there with them.
I don't know. You lost me again, Mick.
I think so, dude. Just saying.
I mean,
when you take a step back and you really just say, God damn.
Oh, boy. Rob is going to piss you off right here. Rob Humphrey said, Craven was a pioneer and a visionary who did things no one else had done before. Rob Zombie just rips off of the films from the 1970s.
I guess that's based on perspective, because if you think about it, like, everybody's work comes from something. Freddy Krueger is no different than all the other boogeymans and stuff like that. Like, they're based off of some things.
Yeah.
And everybody has their staple and their shuttle point. But, you know, what Rob Zombie was able to do with his movies and his music and intertwine it and all that, I think that is really original. So, I mean, I guess that's his perspective. I mean, but I still would put him up there.
You got balls, Mink. And I think you've said that before, with the Carpenter thing at least.
I mean, yeah, I truly think so, dude. I mean, you gotta give it to him, man. It is what it is.
There's one thing about giving somebody a glass of milk, but you don't gotta give them the whole goddamn cow now, boy.
I believe in giving the cow when the cow is due.
All right, you're giving out cows. I don't know, man. Look, I like Devil's Rejects more than some Nightmare on Elm Street movies. Probably more than most in the Nightmare franchise. Rob said, I'm shaking with anger. I can imagine. Next time he comes on the show, Big, even if it's 5 years from now, he's just going to explode on you.
I'm just being real, man.
I give Rob Zombie props, man. Just not in this movie. That's my thing. I can't do it in this movie. It's, oh boy, Rob, I don't know what the delay is on the YouTube stream, but he said Carpenter with a bunch of exclamation points and question marks. He did not go there.
Went there, man.
He sure did.
Went there, dude.
And plus, you got to also keep in mind, I mean, you say Rob Zombie, and then you say Wes Craven, and then you say John Carpenter. Those are fucking... I mean, they're so different. You know, their bodies of work and what they were doing and what they were trying to do. They were so... especially John Carpenter. You know, he was subtle as a motherfucker. But, you know, so it's hard to draw the comparison and really... It's like Mike Tyson and Floyd Mayweather. Completely different fighters from completely different realms of boxing. And, you know, it's hard to really compare the two and all that, but you just really threw your fucking balls on the table tonight.
Hey, why not, man? I mean, like, he's off notoriety alone, man.
If you're throwing notoriety in there.
Just that. I'm not even getting into everything else. I'm saying just that.
Yeah, I mean...
If you can agree with just that.
See, for me, I would have, if you're going to try and make a Rob Zombie and Wes Craven comparison or John Carpenter comparison, I would have to, because there's no way in my head I could do it. So what I would do is break down, all right, well, what about this aspect? What about that aspect? And this and that and this and that. So, you know, I would break it down like that because there's so many different things. John Carpenter.
Hey,
what?
You got to look at it like this, too. Like, you know, like the reason why I think a lot of people have a hard time trying to understand is because when they're so focused on Freddy and Jason, you know, there was other movies that they've done. You know, just like with Rob Zombie, a lot of people are focused on Otis, Davey, Captain Spaulding. There's other projects that have been done. And those other projects have never gotten the same kind of proclaimed criticism, even that Rob Zombie is lesser than half. See what I'm saying? So just make, and that's how I can kind of, I look at the whole picture, not just Freddy, not just Jason, and then throw Rob Zombie in the mix because, you know, say fuck it. But there's really the sensible, there's a reason why I say it.
Right.
All when you look at it all around, man, I think he's up there.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I can't get over what you said, but I see where you're coming from with what you're thinking of it. I see it because plus I know you so well, so I see where you're coming from with it. But I don't know, man. I don't know if I could jump on that boat with you. But dude, you know what? Another thing too is kind of going off of what you were saying. Another reason I put Wes Craven on such a high level. Dude, you're right, because they've done other stuff, and, you know, if you're going to look at, I guess, a full catalog, like, did everything hit for John Carpenter as much as Halloween? Of course not. You know, there weren't a ton of things that really blew up like that as to where Rob Zombie, you can point at big hits here and there. But, dude, Wes Craven had Nightmare on Elm Street and Scream. He had
right, and
that's huge.
And the thing about them too, and they're super huge,
right?
And you can tell they were Wes Craven's movies,
right?
Even though they're completely different, they both had that same Wes Craven vision. Rob Zombie does the same thing,
right? Right. Yeah, I mean, yeah. There's definitely, and I think that's what. Well, yeah, John Carpenter has it too for sure. There's definitely stuff that. You know, you can play, and I'm going to bring up something in a little bit about Rob Zombie and his little ways. And of course, everybody's going to have the greats at least are going to have their stuff where you can say, ah, even in the Scream television series, Wes Craven had not a ton to do with it, but he was getting involved. There was shit on that TV series, especially season one. I could without question say that's Wes Craven. Without a shadow of a doubt. So, you know, it's definitely there. But, yeah, Rob Zombie has that, too. Rob Zombie definitely has that, too. He has his little trademarks that you can just point at and go, oh, that's Rob Zombie.
What he's known for. And that's why I say this one right here is really one of those ones, like if somebody said, well, give me a Rob Zombie movie, don't be 31. This captures it all.
It's all in there. I'll give you that. It's all in there. All the Rob Zombie shit is in there. But I think it was thrown in there. That's my thing with it. Because, I mean, sure, you could point at a ton of shit in here and say, oh, that's Rob Zombie. And, you know, shit that really, some shit only Rob Zombie can even do and pull off and make look good and entertaining. But I think this one, I would love to really have a conversation with him about this damn movie and ask him all the questions that I have for it. Because I know he has an answer for every one of them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You got to check out that docuseries, man.
Yeah, I wanted to check out the whole thing. But, yeah. That's my thing, too, because I watched the movie, then the series. I tried to, because, look, you can explain things day and night and all day long after the fact, but it still has to translate in the movie. You know, so it's like, at the same time, yeah, sure, a lot of the shit he was saying, it made sense, and I get it and all that, but if it didn't translate when I'm like, how many people seen that movie and didn't see the series and are sitting there saying, what the hell? You know what I mean? Like, it has to translate at the same time.
I think diehard zombie fans did. They seen it and they were able to appreciate that because they know, they understand it. That's why I use the docuseries as a support thing for people to kind of get an inside look and to understand what, you know, what translated out, what you're watching, why things are this. Because a lot of people first thing say, oh, it's the white trash thing, da-da-da-da. They're, well, you know, just like all the other directors, this is why. This is what he does. This is his process. This is his vision.
Right.
You know, a lot of things seem thrown in there in a way because it was a very Rob Zombie thrown in movie. It was very hands-on with him. He had $1.5 million to do what Rob Zombie wanted to do.
When I seen the budget for this movie, and I don't know why. Dude, that's another thing, though. It's a perfect point. Every time I see a Rob Zombie movie, I think the budget is huge. And it never is. You know, it's like, it's super impressive what he pulls off.
Yeah, all that work, dude, like the hours spent just fucking walking through sets or fields, places, just laying down, getting back up, moving machinery, moving equipment to get that look, you know, that certain aesthetic, like the work that goes into that. People just watching like, oh, it looks like shit because it's supposed to. But what he had to go through to get you to say that,
yeah,
is the genius behind it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and he can care less. Like, all, you know, what I think, and that's what makes him so cool too, man, is all those movies, that the criticism that comes with it is kind of like, good or bad, it's a badge of honor.
Right. I give you that, dude. I'll give you that. It's for sure. And I don't know, man. This one is just one of those that I'm looking at, and it's everywhere. It's all over the place for me. And like I said, the shit with
you had to sit down and watch the movie, man.
I did.
You said you got up and you were leaving and stuff.
Well, I didn't go and do a lot, you know. But if I had to get a drink, I wouldn't pause it.
Yeah, and I think it was very simple. It was people that got caught, they got kidnapped, and they got sent to this place. It kind of reminded me of Dead by Daylight.
I can see that.
You know, they're running around trying to get out and shit. But it was very, very simple. I think it was very straightforward.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay, let me point out the two things that what really pissed me off about this movie. Cause, and keep in mind, I didn't like it because this is something toward, well, it is the end practically. So I was already not feeling it. What really pissed me off is homeboy had, well, I was going to call her baby, had Sherry Moon at the end, had her mate. She fucking escaped. She thought it was over. Had her by the balls. It was over for her. Cause she said, cause the chick says, drop your weapons. It's I would never expect that in a Rob Zombie movie.
So you threw a curveball at you.
They did. I was like, and you know the way she was, it kept like that's not like too. When the villain is talking, it's like, dude, okay, what's gonna happen to prevent this? Because you won't shut the fuck up, and this could have been done 50 times over by now. So that alone led me to believe that it was gonna be nothing was gonna happen to her. But dude, in a Rob Zombie movie, drop your weapons prevented somebody from getting killed.
He was under contract.
I understand, but because Rob's like, you know, you get that stigma from shit, and again, that could be me, because it's
well,
not.
Well, he gave it back to you because he saw the ending, didn't
right?
He?
Right? Yeah, yeah, I get that, but it's also not fair because to this degree, because maybe you're looking at it as well. It's not fair to really say, oh, because it's Rob Zombie, this should happen. Because it's baby, this shit. Yeah, maybe that's not fair, but that's the box you put yourself in.
She was gonna get killed either way. Yeah. And then he doubled back on it, but he had to honor, you know, the whole storyline.
I get that was super disappointing. I was like, oh, this is a Rob Zombie movie. She's gonna get the dick anyway. No,
she did.
I mean, yeah, she did, but
yeah, she did. At the end, I'm sure.
I'm sure he did, but we didn't see it. Rob Zombie, you get to see, that's the benefit of the Rob Zombie movies. You get to see everything. He doesn't hold back with it. It's real fucked up too, because from the beginning when you got homeboy talking, and by the way, that was super fucking creepy, that intro, because you know you got him dressed up like a clown kind of, and he looks all fucked up, and he's like normal, but not, and it's creepy. And dude, I was like, I don't know what the hell this is that I'm watching, because I didn't think it was 31, but I'm like, I'm here for this. And then go from the very beginning to the very end, I started off so happy and ended off so mad. I was like, oh, how'd this happen?
I'm glad it ended how it did, you know, that little match out, because he wasn't going to let it stop him
right
from getting his deal, you know. But I think what I appreciated was because he honored the storyline and he held it down, you know. And you didn't get that. You didn't get that kill off. You didn't get that. You know, he dropped it and he left. And then he circled back, and he made sure that happened.
Right.
You know, my only takeaway with the movie, the only thing that I could say, this part was kind of weird, was in the beginning where he sat there and after he talked, they went to like the whole credit thing for like 5 minutes. That was a little long.
Yeah.
That was my only gripe, you know, but I understand, you know, he might have had to get that in, did it in an interesting way.
Yeah.
But that was a little bit too long.
Yeah. I want to.
That was my only gripe movie.
I want to just point out, there was a scene at towards the very, very end, I keep almost calling her baby, of Cherry Moon, and she's walking down the street when Homeboy pulls up in the van on her again, and she's covered in blood. And I'm showing everybody on our video version of live, watching live right now, it's not the best still frame of it, but, you know, if you've seen the movie, you get the idea, and you know what I'm talking about. Dude, her walking down the street covered in blood, that's a Rob Zombie thing. His shade of red on blood is Rob Zombie. Rob Zombie,
yeah,
and
so they talked about that. Yeah, they got like some kind of mixture,
right? And but it's the same in every Rob Zombie movie, that color of blood. And we've had, you know, when Dismay was on here, she always went on about how hard it is to get blood to look right, and she's right about that. Dude, I'm telling you, and it's funny that I'm comparing Wes Craven and Rob Zombie slightly. Scream and Rob Zombie is the best blood I've ever seen in any movie. I don't know what it is.
There you go.
It's extra wet. It's extra red. It's got that perfect deep red. And that was an awesome scene.
It was. I liked it. And I would have liked to see him get into it with Sherry, too. But I think it was a budget thing, man.
Yeah.
You know, but it would have been nice to see them, too, at least try to lock up and end it like that. Maybe not have to go into the whole, I don't know. I mean, and again, the way he ended it, that was kind of cool too.
Yeah. Yeah. And there were parts of, I like that scene where he's like, I cry when I cut an onion with the horror joke. Dude, that was Rob Zombie and that was done phenomenal.
Yeah. It was definitely a Rob Zombie flick, man. Like, when she was walking down that road, that's the Devil's Reject.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Rob Humphrey said, started off happy and ended up so mad. Sounds like me in this episode of Slasher Radio.
You gotta love him. You gotta love the zombie, man.
I knew Rob wasn't gonna be happy with this. As soon as you said 31, I thought of Rob. I was like, oh, boy, here we go.
Gotta love him.
Before we wrap up, Melly Bean said, I don't know, Alien did a good job with blood, seeing as they used real animal blood and guts in the movie. Oh, yeah, sure, but as far as authentic, sure. You know, obviously Alien did great, but movie blood, I mean, Rob Zombie and Scream for me all day long. I don't know, man. You pissed off a lot of people on this one, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot more mad about it.
Me, though. I mean, come on now. I got a valid point here, though. And I'm not being a dick about it.
No, you're not. No, and I know you. And I hope people get that. Like, you're laying out your argument. Like, you're definitely not being a dick about it.
You're saying, you know, in his unique way.
Although, I do think if Rob was on this episode, he would have been cursing at you for the last 15 minutes straight. Obscenities.
It is a respectable cause.
Yeah.
I mean, he does put a lot of effort.
Oh, without question. Without question. I would never doubt the man's effort, because it's up there. I mean, his work ethic and detail, attention to detail is awesome.
He'll do that shit and then turn around and tour with Marilyn Manson.
Right. Well, yeah.
And then pick up Marilyn Manson's slack.
And then fucking go to town on Sherry Moon. Man, she looked phenomenal in this movie.
And I'm telling that up.
Whew.
Head up!
My God. I mean, that poor old fucker.
That's an ass, man.
Do you think that guy paid Rob Zombie to be in the movie other than vice versa?
Better
off. Wait, he got Sherry Moon Zombie dressed like that, hair, makeup, the whole nine, to grab his junk and fucking jiggle it.
She jerked him off.
Yes. Yeah.
And, I was going to forget.
Uh-oh.
And my favorite fucking part of the movie, my favorite part of the movie. Because my homeboy got caught eating ass in the back.
You think he was eating ass?
He was eating ass.
Oh, I hope he wasn't eating ass.
He was eating some ass.
If that guy would have went back there and opened the door, I'm like, oh, he's eating ass.
He was literally eating the ass.
Yeah.
She was like laid out and he was eating her ass.
But you see, that's another Rob Zombie thing. Like, it being such a casual thing. You know, like, a scene like that usually is like you walk in on somebody fucking. Like, it's not that casual where you just go about your business and fiddle with shit in the corner like it's no big deal.
Right? Eating ass is like a, you know, typical thing. Down there and be eating ass.
Yeah, yeah.
But in the '70s.
My favorite thing was how fucking Sherry jerked that dude off so good he was walking around holding his shit for the rest of the day.
Nutted. I know he nutted.
He had to have. He shook. I know that look.
Yep.
Know that look anywhere.
She got him off one good time.
Yeah, all she did was fucking rub it. And he walking around holding his shit, the limping, mate. He had a limp.
Oh, shit.
He didn't have that limp before she touched it.
Had an oyster in his pants.
An oyster in his pants. Hi, they. But, mate, I mean, I don't know what else we can really say about this. I need time to wrap my head around what you've said in this in this episode.
Same, man. Rob Zombie 31. Check it out. Look at the docuseries. I mean, you don't even... If you do anything, just watch that. Just watch it. And there's like two of them. They're 30 minutes apiece. It really puts you, in, you know, like on the scene, on the set. And you see like how shit gets broken down. And his process is very interesting. And that midget in there, man, he was like head over heels to even be in the movie, which that was funny to watch.
Yeah, that was really cool. And I think that goes with Rob Zombie, too. People got to be excited to work for him. And, you know, like you said, I'm sure it's a bitch to do, but if you really want to make something great, you'll be right on there with him, and you'll see why he's doing what he does. All right, guys, but, yeah, that's 31. Go on Shudder, check it out. They're giving away 30 free days for something or other. I'm going to see if I can find it before we sign off, but, yeah, go check that out. Check out SlasherRadio.com. Make sure you do that. All the articles we talked about today are up there and more. All of our episodes... we're on iTunes, we're on iHeartRadio, we're on YouTube, obviously. Make sure you subscribe to us. Drop us a review if you can. It helps us out a lot. Follow us on Twitter, @SlasherRadio. I'm at Mikey's Dead. Make way yet.
At Bobby Spitzer with two R's, and go say hi to Katie for me at Katie Diane.
You ball-busted bastard, you. Yeah, you can go check out the Katie Featherston versus Bobby Spitzer saga on Twitter, too, so you're missing out on that. And we'll be back next week, guys. Thank you, everybody, for checking us out. Sorry for all the issues we had today. We appreciate you sticking out with us. Ghost said, Bobby and Katie forever. And Shut In, the code for Shudder, 33 days. Thank you, Chris. And that's it for us, guys. Good night from Slasher Radio.
All the best with Slasher Radio podcast.
I ran into this dude on Friday, Mike. His name is George. And I just get big dick energy from him, you know? So I think of any way possible I could tell this guy he's got a fucking hammer. And I just let him know.
So you'd be playing around there and just hanging out and be like, God damn, the car won't fit between the trees like a cock.
Yeah. What did I tell him? Somebody got killed on Friday, and I was like, someone grabbed somebody and killed him from behind on Friday. I was like, damn, man, fucking grabbed him so hard and shoved it in so deep, I thought George was there. I said, oh, God. He likes it.
George, is that you?
Georgie?
Oh, my God.
Holy shit, it's Joyce. That is Clark?
Yeah, I've been kind of walking around with a name like that. George. Okay. I get it.
George, take it easy, Porgy.
Yep. You got a big cock, don't you? You got a fucking... You got a walrus.
A walrus.
You got a fucking walrus.
YouTube, shut your mic off for talking about their regulations. Dude, could you imagine? I'd be so pissed. Amber said, I thought the Oompa Loompas got rid of Bobby. Oh, God. Okay, let's
see. Still here, baby. Take more than a gang of Oompa Loompas and an extra ball to bring me down.
That's right. Hold on, I'm going to stop the stream and then put it back on.
Ooh.
Oh, shit.
Someone just came in here and spanked me.
Don't let him spank you, Mink.
Oh, I like that, Daddy.
Cock?
Oh, nah.
Cock over here.
You got a big old cock over here now, boy.
Big old cock now, boy. Better watch out now, boy.
Better watch out now, boy.
Oh, wild out, boy.
Take it easy, boy.
Gotta wait till it get out the car before you shut the door.
Gotta pull out the car first.
Oh, shit.
Why is it so big?
Can't be charging two people. Too fast. I said, hold on, this is my dick now. As long as there ain't nobody else, mine.
Mink. You said fuck Katie Featherstone. That's not boy.
Kinda.
Yeah. Kinda. Yeah, you did. I was on Xbox with Ghost and I seen your thing going off. And she goes, oh my God. I'm like, what? He goes, your cousin. I was like, oh God, what did he do? And I looked at it and I said, jeez. And I said to her right away, I'm like, there is no way that woman is letting that go. No way. No way, and sure as shit, she did not.
Sure they're having it.
She let the world... Man, she wasted no time in letting the world know you talked about her titties once again.
I told her she has an amazing body, though.
You doubled down with that? I would love... I would have paid money to see her face when she read that one.
She didn't... She... bleed into it more than what I wanted her to, you know? I was really hoping...
I could tell you were fishing.
I was really hoping she would give a little bit more than that. But no. She's entertaining it to some degree, though, you know?
Yeah, she is.
Some degree. That. Whether it's good or bad, I see it like this. She's entertaining it in some degree.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah.
We're making progress.
We're making progress.
Yeah, and then IR Chris, we were in a party with IR Chris for a little bit yesterday too, and he was in there when you were doing that, and he was like, "Oh, let me help him."
He didn't let me drown, man.
Mink, he didn't. He didn't.
Nope.
He didn't.
I hope she's seen that one out of all of them. She didn't say anything else. I hope she's seen that one.
I'm sure she did. I'm sure she did.
She's on Twitter often.
Hey, yeah, and her notifications aren't blowing up like that, especially at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-mm.
Oh, and Uno. Mink, you gotta get Uno.
I watched that poor video. Poor, poor, poor ghost. Poor
Tell me ghost. She didn't get the clock.
Poor ghost.
Oh my Ooh. God, Mink. Over 40 cards. For everybody who's listening right now, I was playing Uno with Ghost, and man, I've watched a lot of porn in my life. I've never seen anybody get dick like that. Holy God, man.
So sad.
It was almost a shame.
I was deeply, deeply saddened by that.
Oh, my Just God.
When you thought it got better, draw four.
Just sweet thought. I wonder if I could play that video for everybody. Let me
draw
see.
Four. Skip. Draw four. Skip. Draw four. Skip.
You know, I don't know what was more fucked up about it. The fact that it was a computer. Computer kept getting draw fours, or with over 40 cards, she didn't get one. She didn't get one, man. Had all those. And I'm sitting there like, oh, Ghost, come on. You got to have one. Nope, took it. I was like, damn. And she didn't win any challenges, nothing, man.
She had to go fish the entire time.
Oh, my God, dude. It was absolutely hilarious. I've never seen anybody get dick like that, ever.
I think the game just fucking had it out with her. She was fed up.
Yeah, clearly. My God. But make not for nothing, though, man. Like, yeah, that was funny and all, but it is a fucking trip, that Game Boy. It really, really, like, you can get fucked at any moment. And it's a heartbreaker.
I know, I saw you holding on to that little fucking wild card. I was like, did you just throw it down? But you're scared, because you never know, that might be the one that you need.
Especially those draw fours, because you can stack them. So if someone hits you with it, you get them with another one. You save your hiney.
So you gotta play with that.
Oh, mate, it's fun. Best $10 I've ever spent, not gonna lie. I'm so frustrated. I got suspended on Xbox again. Now I got another one. And I don't know what it's for. But on these two, you can appeal to get it removed, which never fucking works. But on these two, it's giving me an option to try and get the time reduced. So I'm doing that. And they make you fill out this stupid fucking thing. How well do you understand why Xbox issued this suspension? And they give you a scale. Don't understand at all. Completely understand. How likely are you to adjust your online behavior after this experience? Extremely likely. Extremely unlikely. Then they make you write a fucking... It has to be a minimum of 250 characters. Please advise what you would give. What advice would you give other players to help promote positive Xbox Live interaction? Then you got to do another one. What else can Xbox do to help reduce negative online behavior? And dude, it's so hard to not be fucking the most sarcastic prick ever. Like, well, maybe you should actually look into what the hell you're suspending people for. Let them know what the hell you're suspending them for. So that they know what they did, because if I don't know what I did, how am I going to stop doing it? You guys are fucking assholes.
Yeah. You know what, Mink? Let them have it. Fuck it.
Nah, Mink, it is a... Because the app is a cunt. I don't know what they did with it, but it's unusable with a party. So now I have to do it on my computer, and I have to wear these fucking headphones. I'd rather get it off. It's fucking annoying. I don't know what I did,
though. What a shame, man.
And it's not even for, like, if you send a message that they suspend you for, they'll let you know, they'll list what you said. This is just saying, like, I don't remember what it said. I'll check in a second. Something, either media that I sent, whether it be, like, a voice clip, a picture, like, I don't know what else it could have been.
Some asshole is who it was.
Yeah, it could have been those, Mink, last night I hit a whole lobby with the car on Friday. Whole lobby. Even Tommy came back, and I got him. Dude, that's what it said. See, I didn't message any of them at all. So I don't know if I got suspended for that, for what I said in game chat. But, dude, I've said a lot louder shit than what I said last night, and nothing. So I don't fucking know.
What assholes, huh?
Right. God damn, dude. Like, at 4 something in the morning, you gotta... Come on, now. Like, that's adult time.
I'm fucking in hell, I mean... They should at least attach the exact reason how they got you, why they got you, the person that reported you.
Yeah, well, I could see not having the person. I get that. But at least tell, how are you going to say, like, one of their questions are, how well do you understand why Xbox issued this suspension? I don't understand it at all. But if I put that, you're not going to fucking reverse my shit. So it's like you're just asking for fake feedback because you don't give a fuck. You're not going to change anything anyway.
No, they're not going to give a shit. No.